Kempire is brought to you by...
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Kempire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Kempire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Go live. Let's go live. Let's go live. Let's go live. Beauty, 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 do, 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 do. Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality, TV, and so much more. Just getting all the things together behind the scenes. Shout out to everyone watching on Twitch, Twitter, behind the scenes here on TikTok, those of you watching on Facebook, and those of you watching on YouTube, of course. Don't forget to vote in our live poll, but if you're watching on other platforms, let us know how you would rate this week's episode of Married to Medicine, the reunion, part two. Part two, the men come out, the husbands come out. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Quad. We're going to talk about Apollo. a lot to unpack. But before we do that, be sure to let me know where you are watching from and how you would rate this week's episode. Let's get into our Married to Medicine reunion recap. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality, TV, and so much more. This is our weekly recap of Married to Medicine. Don't forget, guys, we will be live again tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 a.m. PST for our Tuesday takeover, where we will be discussing a variety of hot topics, reality TV news, and more. Stay tuned for that tomorrow. Shout out to all of you that are already in the live chat for this recap. If you had to rate the season overall, their season 10 of Married to Medicine, how would you rate it? As I told you last week, I had some issues with the way that the whole Dr. Jackie situation was handled. It didn't show any sort of accountability in how she made Black women feel with her words. It was, in a way... Not in a way, they literally made her the victim. Yes, there was a lot of backlash on social media in regards to Dr. Jackie and what she said. However, we don't agree with that level of backlash, but we definitely agree that people should hold her accountable, especially if the network, production, her cast, or Andy Cohen won't. It was really interesting at the top of this reunion where Quad confronts Dr. Jackie. Do you really believe that I was the one behind the YouTube interview that you did that's still public? You think I leaked a portion of this? This is what Quad says to her through tears. And Dr. Jackie says, well, I don't know. I was in a dark space. Dr. Jackie, you're a very smart woman, and I'm pretty sure you know how the internet works. Whoa, Dr. Jackie, I'm trying to understand. So I already told you last week the reason why the network, Andy Cohen production, won't hold Dr. Jackie accountable is because they are in business with Dr. Jackie. There's so many different books and products that she has in line with the network. And of course, this season, it was all about the White House being involved with the network in one of their shows. So they want to downplay this as much as possible. And I told you last week, I kind of wished that Sweet Tea Letitia would have spoke up and said how hearing Dr. Jackie's words made her feel. But maybe she didn't feel a way about it. But I feel like she would have been the perfect person to say something to Dr. Jackie in that moment. Not saying anything disgusting, but saying, well, Dr. Jackie, I don't agree with the way that people treated you on social media. They went too far. However, your words were very hurtful to me and to other people. I wish someone on this cast would have said that, because there were people that actually did love Dr. Jackie and respected her that were truly hurt by seeing this video that's still available to watch on Dr. Heavenly's YouTube channel. But Dr. Jackie, on some level, believed that Quad was behind the leak. Quad's just like, how would you think that I would do something like that to you? Why would you think that? She's like, I don't know, Quad. When I call, you don't answer. When I text, you don't answer. Quad says, you know, I'm really bad with texts. Look, Quad did what she needed to do to save her job. I'm not mad at her. Do I think she needs to be on this show anymore? No, not really. However, I'm not going to be mad at her for saving her job. She did what she needed to do. She knew what she was doing at the top of this reunion. She had a conversation with Dr. Jackie, and then she had a conversation with Dr. Simone. And they both seemed open to that conversation. So much so that when they came back, Andy was like, looks like we had some resolution during the commercial. We had some resolution. And Dr. Jackie says, yeah, you know, we had a conversation about accountability. The same level of accountability that Dr. Jackie refused to show in part one of this reunion. Interesting. I just don't know how you don't throw up in your own mouth when you say accountability. You know what I mean? How do you not throw up in your own mouth when you say accountability? I know we all are throwing up in our mouths when you say accountability. We're like, huh? You know what I mean? Just saying. Just wanted to point that out. We're talking about accountability, and Dr. Jackie's the one spearheading the conversation. All right, lady. Bajillia says that Andy wants Quad back too. Look, she did what she needed to do. And look, you know, we talk about astrological signs. She is a Taurus. People that we value, please understand you're getting the text message back. You're getting the phone call back. It might not be immediately, but people that we value will get a response. If they're waiting months for a response from Quad, please understand she does not value those people. She's told them to their face that she does not value them. Remember, like, this is not the first time. We knew clearly that Quad does not see it for these women. However, Quad saw the writing on the wall. She never thought that she'd be in the position that she was in this past season. So she's like, you know what? I know what I need to do. I need to make amends. Even if I have to smile and grin with these women 6 months out of the year, I'm going to do it so I can keep this job. And then I'm going to start thinking about how I'm going to spearhead this into something else, because this is shaky ground. Quad don't like these women. Honestly, at this point, after 10 seasons with some of these women, I don't think we like these women. Just saying. And Jessica says, that's why Candy don't call Marlo. TJ says, Earth signs, period. Yep. You Earth signs understand, but I'm talking about Quad because Quad's a Taurus. Please understand, if Quad really valued these women, she would be cultivating friendships with some of these women. Okay? She has not. But she's doing it for the grace of getting her contract next season. You remember we reported that Dr. Heavenly said on her Patreon, because, you know, she's not doing YouTube right now, so she's behind a paywall. It's okay, girl. We still see the clips. Thank you for those that are paying. She said that everyone received their contract. Quad came out and said, we haven't signed a contract. Doesn't mean she didn't get one. I'm pretty sure everyone got a contract. We shall see who decides to sign on the dotted line and who will return. Who do you want to see return? All right. And it's funny because during, I think, part one, the group said that Quad said it to them. She's just there for a check. Oh, Tools for Life. Thank you so much. Tools for Life says, Sweet Tea did speak up, Kempire. She said it was cut out. I kind of thought that. I said, I wonder if she spoke up. But again, I said, even if she spoke up, This is me having the thoughts watching the episode. I said, even if Sweet spoke up against Dr. Jackie, if the network, if production, if Andy does not want to paint Dr. Jackie in a different light, then they're not going to show it. Where did Sweet Tea say this? Because I need to go see it. Because I believe it. I believe it because if you look at some of the scenes, pay attention. You see Sweet Tea kind of give a look to Dr. Jackie like, we'll get back there. We'll get back there. All right. So Quad has these conversations. Seems like all is good in the hood. Dr. Jackie mentions accountability. Speaking of Sweet Tea, we get Sweet Tea's package where we go through all of the things that she's gone through throughout the season. All right. She says that she's doing a lot better since having her surgery. They removed fibroids and cysts. Okay. She even talked about how she's not considered infertile yet. All right. She then talks about Quad and Quad's shady comments. And look, we said this during the season. We saw the interview that Quad and Heavenly did on Watch What Happens Live. We saw the interview that they did, I believe it was with lovebscott.com on Instagram. And they were shading the hell out of Sweet Tea. And I was like, this is weird. I mean, I can understand maybe Heavenly doing it. But I was like, Quad, what is your beef with Sweet Tea? What has Sweet Tea said about you? I was very confused by that. And even in this reunion, we never really got to the bottom of why Quad was shading the hell out of the way Sweet Tea spoke or the way that she dressed. And she was like, this is Quad during the reunion. I have two eyes I can see. Mind you, honestly, if we had to compare reunion looks, Sweet Tea looks far better than Quad in the reunion looks. Quad is definitely more consistent with her fashions than Sweet Tea. But at least at this reunion, Sweet Tea looks better. For me. You might disagree. Just saying. But I never understood that there was some sort of issue. And I'm glad that Sweet Tea stood up for herself. And she was just like, I don't get what your problem is with me. Why are you checking for me? She's like, I'm not checking for you. I have two eyes. it still made no sense. Because you know by coming at her for no reason, it's sort of like, why is the ex-wife coming for you when the ex-wife is on social media giving you little hearts and congratulations on your wedding and engagement? It was weird. It was weird to me. Hold on. Vigilian says that Quads picked on Sweet Tea but didn't like it when it was done to her. Just saying. See, look, and this is Sweet Tea's first season. I don't think she's bad for a first season, all right? Quad's first season was a bust, according to Libra DC. Jasmine says, it's strategic. Quad ain't got no storyline, no other storyline, which is true. But some people might say the same about Sweet Tea. Again, I did not understand the reasoning for Quad and... Okay, maybe Heavenly. I don't know what happened with Heavenly and Sweet Tea. I still don't understand why Heavenly has such a disgust for Sweet Tea. Is it the comment about her mama? Please understand, these interviews that they were doing was before the IG Live. So what was the reasoning for your disgust for Sweet Tea then, Heavenly? If anything, some of the things that you've said about her, honestly, for me, and I know some people might be like, oh, no, nothing matches your mama. No, some of the things that Heavenly has said about this woman, Sweet Tea, on her reviews and things like that and on socials has been disgusting. Disgusting. Calling her the R word. Talking about how she may have bamboozled Dr. G in order to get married, only for your own friend, Dr. Heavenly, Dr. Jackie, to let you know and remind. This is why it's also problematic, the things that you're saying on the show and perpetuating on socials, because there are a lot of people like, yeah, she trapped him. She trapped him. Dr. Jackie had to tell us, no matter how we feel about Dr. Jackie, Dr. Jackie had to tell us that, first of all, women... Sometimes it can take 8 to 12 years to diagnose endometriosis. She said for black women, it can take even longer. Even longer. And I kind of wish Dr. Jackie in that moment would have corrected her friend. because what her friend and what she was perpetuating in her reviews is irresponsible. Especially when you can pick up the phone and talk to Dr. Jackie and be like, Dr. Jackie, I mean, I find this a little strange. Is this true? And your friend could have schooled you, but that's the same friend that was on your YouTube channel talking about how black women can be dramatic. Just saying. As I take a sip. Hey, Miss Brooklyn Diamonds. Miss Brooklyn Diamonds says that Heavenly has always been lowbrow, but people have let her get away with it. And didn't Heavenly trap Dr. Damon? And I think because people have allowed Dr. Heavenly to get away with some of the things that she has said, she's only gotten worse with some of the things. Because some of the things that she said this season about Sweetie specifically, which I still don't understand, I'm like, girl, like, what is the beef? What is the beef? Speaking of beef, that brings me to today's sponsor. Shout out to our friends over at Factored Meals, because as you know, a day like Monday where we have multiple lives, multiple things going on, or any Monday, you probably have a very busy life as well. And I keep telling you, I'm focusing on my health, mental, physical, but I also need to make sure one of the key things that I found that are critical to maintaining your health, especially your physical health, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to maintain weight, is your diet. So we've partnered with Factor Meals. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just what? 2 minutes. All right. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and even Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your own goals. Head over to factormeals.com/Kempire50 and use code Kempire50 to get 50% off. That's code Kempire50 at factormeals.com/Kempire50 to get 50% off. More information on Factor Meals will be available in the description of this video or audio if you're listening to this. All right. Thank you to our friends over at Factor Meals for sponsoring today. All right. Like today, like I can easily, as soon as I get off of here, pop that sucker in the microwave and I'm good to go. Just say it. Anyways, guys, back to our Married to Medicine recap. We will be taking callers in a few. Members will get first access. Let's talk about this. Let's go. Let me go back. All right. Okay. Art World says even fibroids can make it difficult to become pregnant. Sweet Tea is a whole fraud. What do you mean? Look, here's the thing, guys. We have to keep in mind, do not call people frauds if you're watching an edited show where they do not give you the full content of what they said or their experience. You don't know. You don't know. So you can't call someone a fraud based off an edited show and you're not their doctor. You don't know the full scope and you yourself are not a doctor. So please keep that in mind before calling someone a fraud when it comes to their health. Okay? Just saying. Again, always remind you guys, you're watching an edited show. Very much like how I said, I wish Sweet Tea would have said something to Dr. Jackie about accountability, about what she said in that video and how it made her feel. Again, people are saying she did say something, but it was edited out. Just saying. Anyways, Joe, thank you so much for the super chat. Joe says, does Factor let you filter meals by max carb weight? I'm not sure what you mean by that, max carb weight. Joe, I'm not sure exactly what you mean by filled. Head on over to the website and you can see for yourself. All right? All right. Exactly, Jasmine. Jasmine says, have we not learned from esophagus gate? Just saying, we have to keep that in mind. There's context that is lost on a reality show. So before we especially when we're talking about someone's physical health, We don't know. And April says, right, don't be Anne-Marie. All right. But look, sometimes this is how we learn. We learn from these situations. Would I have had the same perspective 10 years ago? I don't know. But I'm learning as I grow with you guys. You know what I mean? I'm learning. I hope you're learning too. All right. Ooh. Barry. Hey, Barry. Thank you for being a member for 8 months, Barry. Barry says Sweet Tea is their new punching bag instead of quad. It really felt that way. It really felt, especially this season and at this reunion, they found someone that they could all agree to not like. And Sweet Tea really feels like she's on her own. I know Toya is sort of supporting her, but not really at this reunion. Sweet Tea really is on her own. And I know Heavenly said in her recaps, oh, Sweet Tea, you know, loses at this reunion. She comes across, I forgot her exact words. So far in part one and part two, I feel like Sweet Tea is holding her own. If anything, she's held her own way better than her husband. We'll get to Dr. Gregory in a second. Okay. I really do feel like she's holding her own. So they talk about that during Sweet Tea's package. Heavenly's shady comments about her potential marriage and why she disinvited Heavenly from her wedding. Remember, her maid of honor overheard, not overheard, she was literally sitting there when Heavenly was talking about her marriage. Then they remember that clip, the IG live that Sweet Tea did, and Sweet Tea did brought up the whole Dr. Damon possibly cheating. Sidebar, I forgot to transfer the clip here, but Mariah Huck did a recap of part two of this reunion with Buffy. And in that interview, in that recap, Mariah says that Dr. Damon asked her not to speak on the cheating allegations on the show. And she said that she decided not to drop any receipts or go any further with the allegations about him cheating because she respects him. This is what she said. I don't know if there's any truth to it, but she's saying that Dr. Damon Daddy asked Mariah Huck not to move forward with the receipts. look. I don't know if that's what he said exactly. This is what she's alleging. Okay. So Dr. Damon, so we have this heated exchange between Dr. Damon and Dr. Gregory behind the scenes. And Damon says to Gregory, so do you think that I cheated? And Dr. Gregory's like, I don't know what you do. And all the husbands turn on Dr. Gregory. He was like, Curtis is over here. He's like, that's a, you know, you're being very evasive with that response. It's either a yes or a no. Sir, it's either a yes or a no. Why are you going to DR? You have another family over there? You of all people should not enter this conversation, Curtis, because he's right. The same way none of the men in this group knew about you and this other woman going off to Hilton Head. You know what I mean? It's the same way. Did your friends know that you were cheating on Dr. Jackie with some woman in Hilton Head? So maybe that's what Dr. Gregory is saying. But you saw immediately Dr. Damon was okay when Dr. Gregory felt pressured by the group. And he was like, well, no, I don't think that you cheated. And he was like, all right. I agree. See, here's the thing. I'm going to stand on my opinion. I don't care who you are, especially if we're not friends like that. And even if we are friends like that, I'm going to stand on it. I'm like, I don't know what you do. The same way we didn't know about Curtis. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in your marriage. I'm not going to sit here. Do I think that you would do something like that? No. But I also don't know. And Curtis is a perfect example. Unless y'all did know. But you saw how all the husbands were pressured Gregory to have that opinion. Pressured him. Because I think if Gregory was right here, I'd be like, Dr. Greg, what'd you think? He'd probably like, I think he may have cheated. Just saying. Tish, thank you so much for the super chat. Tish says, people mad at Sweet Tea for coming on Quad Show, but her friend is the one that brought her on. Why isn't there smoke for Heavenly? She always gets away with it, Dr. Heavenly. She always gets away with it. All right. Thank you so much, Tish, for the super chat. Marion, thank you so much for the super chat. Marion says, Quad wants to punish Greg and is taking it out on Sweet Tea. Remember, Quad shouted, nobody can take away what I went through with Greg. Again, Sweet Tea is being, you know, she's the one suffering in regards to this. Some people might say, well, this is what you sign up for when you're on reality television and in this particular situation. Bianna says that Dr. Damon seems naturally calm. Not in that moment. Dr. Damon daddy looked like he was ready to fight. He was ready to fight. Yoli, thank you so much for the super chat. Yoli says every woman on the show, first season, all looked like Sweet Tea. After first season, everyone over the years got better with dressing, makeup, and hair. Literally, Bravo posted on Instagram their season one reunion and their season 10 reunion looks. And yes, you're right. There was definitely a major glow up around the cast. And look, I'm not going to hold this. I feel like for her first season, both Dr. Alicia and Dr. Sweet Tea don't look bad. Yes, has she had some moments where we were like, oh, for pause? But for the most part, I feel like her reunion look, I don't feel like it was that bad. I do not feel like her reunion look was that bad. Do I have the reunion here? I know I have it somewhere. Here we are. I don't feel like her reunion look was that bad. I like the color on her. I know some people are like, it's a prom dress. Well, you know, I feel like a lot of them wear prom dresses to the reunion, okay? But I don't think it looks bad. I really like Dr. Jackie's look, to be honest with you. And Dr. Heavenly. Someone said that Toya's dress looks like it's meant for sitting. Because it does it look better when it's sitting? Toya's lucky she's pretty. Because I don't like this outfit. It's not terrible, but I don't like it. I don't like it. But I get it. It's the theme. It's the flower theme. Okay? I think I like Dr. Jackie and Dr. Heavenly's looks the best, though. To be honest with you. Like, overall. All right. Back to this. All right. So, we have that incident behind the scenes between Dr. Gregory and Dr. Damon. All right? Tweet T says that Heavenly shifted after they wrapped filming. Clearly. And I don't understand why. And a lot of people keep going back to the IG Live. But the IG Live was after Heavenly switched up on her, in my opinion. All right? Not in my opinion. That's the timeline. So this is where Dr. Jackie explains in regards to the endometriosis. We've gone through this already, but I thought it was necessary, so I will repeat it. She says, for women, sometimes it can take 8 to 12 years before you're properly diagnosed with endometriosis. But she says it takes even longer for Black women. Even longer for Black women. So Dr. Alicia makes it out. She comes out and talks a little bit more about her experience. She said working on this cast this season felt like her residency in the psych ward. Because, you know, one minute everyone's good. The next minute everyone's just like, ah. So that's how she compared her experience. So she talks about, look, her main storyline had to be her marriage and how the ladies cannot relate to her marriage and some of the things that Kima has said throughout the season. All right. And she says that she prefers, because, you know, people were shocked that he had never taken care of the kids before. And she's like, well, our lifestyle, he's able to afford us where I don't have to work that hard. I like being with my children. I want to spend more time with my children. Remember, she has young kids. And she is in a financial position where, you know, $150,000 is missing. But they can afford it. They can afford it. And she has young kids and she wants to be able to help raise those kids. So that's part of the reason why not yet. Mind you, they're not that old. So it's not like he doesn't have the potential to watch his own kids more. But again, this is their dynamic. I'm not going to sit here and judge their dynamic. As long as both people agree to it, that's on y'all. Does it work for me? I'm gay, so it's not. I literally, as I'm watching them talk about, you know, roles in the household, and I'm thinking to myself, like, how does this work in a gay relationship? I mean, look, some gay men do have those roles where someone is sort of like the man, and then the other person is sort of like the woman kind of thing. However, not every gay person has those types of roles. So I'm just sort of like, so how does that work? How does that work? Apparently, if you agree to it, it works fine. Your relationship, your rules. Okay? Your relationship, your rules. I don't judge. Lies. I don't judge, okay? All right. But Dr. Alicia, she wanted to explain that, you know, some of the things that he said during the season, he was joking, but some of the things, this is what she really believes in regards to her relationship. All right. In response to a question where they felt like Dr. Kima was judging American wives, she said, I don't feel like he was judging American women. It's just his belief. And she doesn't feel like he was judging anyone. I mean, look, he was definitely judging. His comments definitely came across as judging American women and how they do and how they are. And how that affects the family life. He explains himself a little bit more. Not sure if he was really explaining himself. It felt like he was backpedaling a lot. All right. Loyalty says, loved Dr. Alicia's look. She's smart. She's got some money somewhere. She definitely does. And it might be a property. She's also a real estate agent. All right. Oh, look at that. Miss Bernice says, my niece is 29 and she was diagnosed with endometriosis when she was in her early 20s. She has two healthy children today. So I love hearing that. I love hearing that. Thank you so much for sharing, Miss Bernice. Yes, Deborah. Oh, my goodness. Deborah says, I think it should be 50-50 with the kids, hence why I'm divorced. A mess. Yeah, Shaw says that he definitely backslid when responding to Andy. Des says it came off as sexist. Oh, without a doubt. And again, we're watching an edited show. Do I think he said what he said? Yeah. But again, we're watching an edited show. Did he say something else? I don't know. We'll get to some more important details in just a second, okay? Because the husbands are coming out, all right? Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting the channel. And don't forget, you can listen and take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. This is our weekly recap of Married to Medicine. Next week is our final recap for the season, season 10. It's a wrap, all right? So enjoy us while you have us, okay? Enjoy us while you have us. All right. This will be replaced, though, by our summer house, Martha's Vineyard recaps in a couple of weeks because that returns March 24th. March 24th, okay? All right. All right. So Simone, so we get this like in-between scene stuff. So Simone gives an update in regards to her sons. As you know, the sons are living in a condo that they bought. So Andy says, you know, are they paying their rent on time? So there's like a little miscommunication there. I don't know if she felt like Andy was being shady with the whole rent comment. But she says, no, you know, one is going to be, I think it was what, Miles will be there for a year for free. And Michael will have to, he'll get 2 years of not paying anything. Okay. So Toya then addresses how she's raising her boys and how they're very different. I kind of like the way that Toya and Eugene are raising their kids, to be honest with you, because, you know, especially as we've talked about this recently, I think it was Real Housewives of Atlanta. I can't remember on how we were talking about this with Garcelle. On Beverly Hills, on how she was raised and with a Haitian mom, where you're sort of like seen and not heard. So I feel like they're raising their kids to be opinionated, to ask questions, to feel comfortable coming to either one of them. And they do raise their kids somewhat differently in regards to that. But I feel like they're a little bit more in line. Dr. Simone says something that I disagree with, but agree with at the same time. Because I agree, people will parent the way that they want to parent. But then she said, well, the way Cecil parents and the way I parent can be different. And I was like, that's where I disagree. I agree. We can't judge people on how they want to raise their kids. That's your way of raising your kids. Okay. As long as it's not abuse. You know what I mean? But I feel like if you are parents, on some level, you got to agree. Right? In order for that to work. On some level, you as parents, co-parents, have to, yes, you're going to probably raise them your way. But the same way, I feel like if you chose this person, you trust them enough to be in line with a lot of your values and beliefs. But I was sort of like, that's where I disagreed with her, that your parenting style probably could different, but there was just something I was like, no, I think if it's when it's the same parents with the same kid, I was like, on some way you got to be aligned. Bougie says, I thought that was interesting as well. That's where she kind of lost me. I was like, wait, that don't make sense. All right. Exactly. Zaylene says, Cecil is laid back and let those young men have their way, which makes it harder for Simone when she's trying to get them to get Miles out of college finally. So that's where I feel like, yeah, that doesn't work. you get what I'm saying? They've got to figure out, you know, some sort of compromise in regards to that when it's the same children in the same household. All right. Oh, see, Abu said it. He says that's exactly why she has a son with no direction, still living off her while being a super duper senior in college. Oh, he said it. I didn't. Nicole, thank you so much for the super chat. Nicole says, Quad made me cringe when she was talking about Toya's son and her being at Toya's house, desperate. She's trying to save her check. Can't blame her. Yeah, because that's when we had that moment where Toya was talking about how her sons are different, and she was talking about with one of her sons, and he's in sex education, and, you know, she's like, do I need to erase the search history? And then Quad is like, oh, well, you know, when Toya and I were close, you know, I was holding that little baby, and then he zipped down my shirt. I was like, Quad is doing everything she can at this reunion to save her job, people. Okay. Denisha, thank you so much for the super chat. Denisha says, Mariah also said Dr. Damon hit on Miss Lucy. Oh, God. Damn. Oh, not Miss Lucy, child. Not Ekansu. Not Ekansu. Sidebar, we have not even talked about Phaedra. Damn, Phaedra, why are you here? Why are you here? Okay. Hold on. Ooh, Bougie on a budget. Love it. Thank you so much for the super chat. Bougie says, hi, Campire. Fiona from Philly with the fur. Oh, with the fur, like, wait, with the fur. And love Dr. Jackie's look. Dr. Dentist, the menace, looked amazing too. Nice meeting you, Bougie. And thank you so much for coming out to our Philly show. We really do appreciate it, Philly. You were amazing. We will be posting some of the audio when we get it, so you guys can hear our live show at City Winery in Philadelphia over this past week. All right. Shonda says, I miss Miss Lucy. She was a key. Y'all are messy. All right. Let me open up my notes. All right. What else did I want to say? Oh, so they also addressed the infomeal that was seen in Dr. Heavenly's cabinet. So Dr. Heavenly explains, at least this time, that the infomeal is because Dr. Damon Daddy can only drink like a certain that milk with his cereal. He can't drink regular milk because he's lactose intolerant. In this day and age, y'all, there are so many options for alternatives for milk. Almond milk, oat milk, goat milk, this milk, that. So I'm just like, it's soy milk. So Infamil? I don't get what it could be. But look, everyone, you all have your own things at home that people probably, if they were looking through your cabinets, might judge you. Like, why do you have this? You know what I mean? I'm not going to hold it against them. It's interesting. Okay. All right. Bougie says, Miss Lucy was the fifth member. Where is it? Where is it? Hold on.
I am the fifth member. How about that?
Not the fifth member. We haven't heard that in a while. I miss that show. I do. TS, thank you so much for the super chat. TS says, Toya was lying when she said that she wouldn't be upset if Eugene brought his new wife on the show if they were to get divorced. Yeah, I mean, she was asked that, and then she said, I'll be bringing my fine new man here too. I'm so awkward when they talk like this, because I'm just like, you never know who you're going to be or how you're going to react until you're really in that moment, honestly. And here's the thing. Your reaction may differ because of the experiences that you've had leading up to that moment. You right now in this moment on the show, because it doesn't even seem possible. You can say whatever you want, but leading up to that, based off of how you got divorced and the circumstances around that, might make you feel a little bit differently. Especially if, say, that woman's the woman that he left you for and cheated with. You might feel a little bit differently. Just saying. Just want to point that out. So, wait, hold on. Oh, my goodness. April says the fourth wall broken. Leah says maybe daddy can't have any of the milks. Deborah says oat milk, almond milk. I mean, that's what I have. I have almond milk. I'll have oat milk every once in a while. I don't drink regular milk anymore. I definitely am not doing Enfamil. Oh, good point. Jasmine says, why didn't they ask about the Enfamil directly to Dr. Damon, though? That would have been interesting because if his response was different, right? That would have been, damn it. Damn it, Andy, dropping the ball. Damn it. That would have been a good question to ask him. So he could be like, a hummina. All right, moving on. We do find out from Dr. Heavenly, she is grateful for Sweet Tea talking about her mom during that IG Live because after that, her sister, Heavenly's sister, reached out to her. And ever since then, her and her sister have been in communication. They're working on their relationship. As you know, that was Heavenly's mom's dying wish, was that they work on their relationship. So she says after that IG Live, she was like, her sister reached out to her. Leah says, I adore Heavenly, but Dentist the Menace is clever as hell. It is. It is. It definitely is. This is true. You're right. T says the men could hear backstage, though, if they were paying attention. Look, if they were paying attention. We shall see. I really don't care about the Enfamil. Look, do we believe that Dr. Damon and Heavenly have a secret grandbaby somewhere? I don't know if I believe that either, because that's the rumor. All right. Anyways. And then Heavenly opens up about how she was raised in regards to expressing feelings. This is why she couldn't watch Dr. Jackie cry. She's very closed off because of the way that she was raised, but she's in therapy. Dr. Heavenly's in therapy. Do you think it's working? I don't think it's working. So finally, the husbands come out during the Married to Medicine season 10 reunion. Greg is asked about Phaedra and that relationship. He does confirm that Phaedra did ask him for $4,000. He does say that nothing happened between him and Phaedra, only in his mind. And then all the ladies have a reaction backstage. Poor Sweet Tea. Like, oh my gosh. Like, you're having a good reunion and only for your husband to go out there and just to ruin it for you. Only in my mind. It sounds like he still has feelings for Phaedra in a way. Like she's the one who got away, you think? That's weird. Do you guys think that anything intimate happened between Phaedra and Dr. Gregory? I know she was asked this last week and she denied anything. I do believe that they kissed. Do I believe that they had sex? I don't think so. But I definitely believe that they were intimate. Not intimate. Kissed. And then it went nowhere. Teresa says, nope, the therapy is not working because she's off the chain on her lives. That's what I was saying. I was like, when did you start therapy? During the reunion? Because even after the reunion, you've been a mess. Okay? All right. So Dr. Gregory talks about that, all right, about his secret thoughts. Cecil says that, because you know one of the issues, one of many issues that Cecil and Dr. Simone had was his best friend, Tammy. He said he hasn't spoken to Tammy since that reunion. However, a lot of you during our TikTok live watch party said that in that interview that they did with the blogger. That's what we're going to do. I'm sorry. We gotta continue the joke. Okay, we'll go back to talking about the blogger's actual name. So in the interview with the blogger, Cecil apparently says that he misses Tammy. Cecil in this interview says that he misses Tammy. Okay. Okay. And this is part of the reason why they stopped doing their book, because they could not go back to that place talking about Tammy. I'm like, see, it goes back to what I said. Remember what I said? If you haven't truly healed that portion of your relationship, then it always will come up. It will always be a thorn in your side. You need to figure it out. Cecil said he misses Tammy. Okay. I mean, you can miss his friendship. Hey, Omar. Omar says, well, Tammy was his best friend and his golfing buddy, allegedly. Sure, sir says, he said he lost a lot of friends. I think he misses all of them collectively. So he had to let go of the entire golfing group because of the Tammy situation? Damn. Well, that's sad. Look, that's sad. Oh, Kia says Tammy was the one that got away. Do you guys believe that men and women can be friends? I mean, you know, people that aren't gay. Do you think that men and women can be friends? I think so. Apparently, though, this friend was manipulative, according to Dr. Simone. It makes me want... See, like, now part of me wants to know, like, the full details of how Tammy was manipulative. So I can have a better idea. Because I don't know if I trust Dr. Simone in regards to this. Oh, CF says he's going to be in DR soon. Andrea says, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with missing a friendship. I had to let go of a male friend. Aw, and you miss them too? I'm telling your husband. I'm playing, Andrea. Look, see, Ray says, I'm proof that we can. So men and women can be friends. All right. Oh, Riri says the golf group chose Tammy. So that's how Cecil lost more than just Tammy. He lost all his friends. Oh, Cecil. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Lies. The lies.
Mia says the golf group dropped Cecil. Damn. Oh, Cecil. Poor thing. Poor thing. Cecil lost all his friends. Cecil lost all his friends, y'all. We gonna feel bad for him? All right. Or not. All right. So back to this. So Curtis then says that he and Jackie are in a good path. But did you guys notice what Curtis says? Instead of taking accountability, apparently accountability in the household, Dr. Jackie and Curtis household, it does not exist, because he did not take accountability in that moment talking about his cheating. He's like, I forgot what he said. I wish I had wrote it down. Did I write it down? His exact words, because he used the word we, and I'm thinking to myself, no, don't you mean I have learned from this situation? You cheated on her. He said we. Anyone else notice that during that segment? I was like, no ownership. It goes back to the whole Hilton Head conversation, which they'll talk about next week. He was making it more about him than about what he did to her. And she wanted to go to Hilton Head. Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Jordan. Jordan says he said that people have learned, that we have learned. Sir, what do you mean? Sir. Okay. I know, Deborah, that was hilarious. Andy asked Cecil if he had flew in from DR. He didn't seem too happy with that question. He's like, no, I flew in from Atlanta. I mean, every turn this season, we were told that you were in DR, Cecil. I mean, Curtis. The Curtis. All right. Moving on. Greg talks about inviting the stripper to his wedding. He says it was a theoretical invitation. Was he serious or was he drunk? He can't be serious, right? Of course, she did not attend. This is not 90 Day Fiancé, because you know, in 90 Day Fiancé, the stripper would be at the reunion. Literally, that's exactly what's happening during 90 Day Fiancé right now. The stripper is at the reunion. A mess. This is 90 Day Fiancé, I tell you. Anyways, they also discuss Eugene's story about the cocaine dildo. You remember that story. We said that this is why we watch Married to Medicine, these weird medical stories. So they talk about that. Okay. Damon says that in regards to his relationship with his daughter, Alora, being away at college, he says, you know, when his sons went away to college, he missed them for like a day. But with Alora, like, he's like still missing Alora days later, weeks later, months later. So he talks about that, which was really touching. Because a lot of people, especially on Potomac and on Married to Medicine, are dealing with the, you know, empty nest syndrome. Okay? So he talks a little bit about that. Kima then addresses the comment that he made about the men having their nut sacks cut off. All right? So you see Kima in this situation backpedaling a whole... Kima. The Cheshire Cat. I know you guys, when you watch it, you're like, what is Kima on? Whoa, 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 Kima. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This day of the Cheshire Cat. Lord, sorry. Anyways. All right. Miss Brooklyn Diamond says the reason why he misses Alora is because Alora checked Heavenly. Riri says Andy was so intrigued with Eugene's story. I mean, with those recent allegations with Andy in the coca. Very interesting. Shanisa says that Kima should have stood on business, and he backpedaled a lot in regards to his statement, and Eugene was not letting it go. Eugene was definitely not letting it go in that moment. He wanted more answers. He was like, I felt a way about your comment about having the nutsack cut off. I protest too much, just saying. I'm sure Eugene probably felt a way because a lot of fans have said that about Eugene. In regards to his relationship with Toya, all right? Kima then says that he believes that relationships should not be 50-50 because who's going to veto a decisions? And I'm thinking to myself, I've never heard anyone speak like this before. Do you guys agree with him that relationships should be 50-50? Well, no, he says that they shouldn't be. And Andy says, so what's the number? He's like 51-49. He's like, you have to have somebody that's going to be able to veto when necessary. Sir, this is not Parliament. This is not, Congress. Like, why? I don't understand. Here's the thing. I feel like maybe in certain situations, 1 minute, Dr. Alicia has the 51%. Maybe in another minute, he has the 51%. I don't know about this 51-49. But look, if it seems like it works for Dr. Alicia, but Dr. Alicia, you too need to stand on business because I feel like you're backpedaling and saying when he called you, you said that you were well-trained, that he was joking. I don't think he was joking. Velda says she probably think he running the house. Teresa says the husbands on this show are everything, unlike the Jersey husbands. I feel like the husbands on both shows are it's not my favorite with the husbands, to be honest with you. Honestly, sorry, Kima. I still miss Audra. I still miss Audra's husband. I like their dynamic. He seemed to fit in naturally with the guys. I don't know about Kima, Cheshire Cat. Okay, I don't know about that. So he talks about that, and then he talks about the whole professional conversation. So when I say professionals, I'm talking about the job, okay? The mouth job, okay? So he says, you know, he was born in Nigeria, but he grew up in Jamaica. And he says in Jamaican culture, look, it's not even just Jamaican culture. It's also black culture. A lot of black people deny, you know, the professional, okay? A lot of people, a lot of black people don't, you know, own the fact that they do that. They're into that. He says that he doesn't like to receive it. He doesn't like to give it. However, I always go back to that confessional where Dr. Alicia says you could do it more. So did you do it before? You know what I mean? So something's missing here. So did you do it before? Or maybe it's something that she expects because she doesn't come from his culture. And she's backstage talking about this with the other women because the other women don't get it. Dr. Jackie didn't like the fact that he made it seem like they don't understand what he meant by well-trained. Okay. But Dr. Alicia is downplaying it. She's downplaying it. But like I said, I feel like within black culture, the whole conversation about oral sex is very taboo. I'm thinking in 2024, it's becoming less taboo. Definitely within Jamaican culture. I mean, I can't really talk because, you know, in Jamaican culture, gay is wrong in their eyes. So. Just saying. All right. SD Mac, thank you so much for the super chat. SD says, never believe the just friends story. I think he had an affair. Well, if that is the case, they need to make peace with it. Because they chose to stay together. SD, thank you so much for another super chat. If he was running things, he would know where the 150K went. Yeah, I mean, clearly, like, where did that money go? Dr. Alicia, you don't have to say anything. Don't say anything. I know where you put that money. Wink, wink. Rashawn, thank you so much for the super chat. Rashawn says, Dr. Keeman's remarks are asinine and misogynistic. Thank you for being very clear with your stance on Dr. Kima. I mean, look, yeah. look, yeah. But I told you this during the season. I don't know if I 100% believed that Dr. Kima believed what was coming out of his mouth. And the fact that he's backpedaling about it during the reunion makes me really believe that he doesn't believe what he's saying. You know what I mean? All right. If you are a member of the channel, I'm going to drop the call-in link for you on the community tab. If you're listening to the audio version of this and you want to hear the callers, be sure to subscribe and check it out on the Kempire YouTube channel. We don't include the callers all the time in the podcast version, and we won't be today. Members of the channel, we've dropped the call-in link for you. Live chat, we have almost 500 likes. Let's get to 650, and I'll drop the call-in link for our live chat as well, so you can share your thoughts. So the reunion ends with the husbands joining the wives on the stage. At least part two ends that way. However, there's a seat behind Phaedra and Quad. So Toya's like, Quad, did you bring a man? Only for, we already knew because this came out in People magazine, that Apollo was going to make an appearance. Because when Quad asked Phaedra, do you know who's going to be sitting in? Phaedra said, I don't know. Clearly she knew. And I told you, I feel like this was a last-ditch effort from Phaedra to secure her position on the show. But I know what you're thinking. Quad talked about how Phaedra has a 3-year contract. Contracts can be bought out. They could decide not to honor the 3 years and just pay her. Especially if they don't feel like she brought anything. Do I think that Phaedra will come back next season? Yes. Do I think that Phaedra will make appearances on Real Housewives of Atlanta? Probably. Apparently, the network loves her. Here's my thing, Phaedra. Here's my thing. I thought, and I've said this before. I've said this a long time ago. Traitors was a perfect segue for you to not share your personal life. I feel like the network has really missed out, or a production company or someone has missed out on producing the Phaedra courtroom show. And I know what you're thinking. She's got to win a case. No, she doesn't. She's an attorney. She knows the law. She's very funny. I could see her doing well in a courtroom show. Why has that never happened? Why has that never happened? I don't want to see her on Atlanta. I don't want to see her married to medicine because she's not going to share her life. I don't mind seeing her on The Traitors because she doesn't have to share her life. We need the Phaedra, the honor. Look, oh, damn. To say honorable Phaedra? No. Honorable? Girl.
Lies. The lies.
But if we're producing television, I'd much rather see Phaedra in that than to see Phaedra on Married to Medicine, where she's refusing to show her life, or on Atlanta, refusing to show her life, or on Ultimate Girls Trip, refusing to talk about her life. This entire season, Phaedra brought nothing. We are on part two of the reunion. She's brought nothing. Oh, she's brought Apollo to talk about how she wasn't there for him during his 5 years. Yes, I know Apollo. And this is a reminder that because someone might be good looking, y'all allow them to get away with crap. Yes, Apollo is a good looking man. Apollo also, well, don't leave your social security number around him. You don't have, like, don't forget that. And this is his second stint in jail. Yes, he looked cute. Yay, he looked cute. However, look. Don't leave your social security number around him. Or any personal identification. Okay. He looked good though. Yay, Apollo looked good. Seven says, Phaedra can start in Mea Culpa too. I watched it when I was in Philly, Mea Culpa. I'll talk about it during our Tuesday takeover tomorrow. All right. DV says, what about Claudia Jordan returning to RHOA? She mentioned on Watch What Happens Live that she's available. I did see that. If it makes sense, she's friends with Kenya. She filmed last season for Kenya's hair care spa. So, I mean, I'd be open to it. Okay. Look, okay. I thought she had a good time Claudia had a good time on RHOA. Exactly. SC Max says, hide your credit card. Like, hide everything. Like, he would not be allowed in my house. Just saying. Sorry. So Apollo, at the end of this reunion, makes an appearance. We don't get anything from Apollo yet, but we do get a preview for what we can expect. And he does mention how Phaedra wasn't there for him, turned her back on him. Her saying, get away from me, Apollo, with this. This was Phaedra's way of trying to secure her position for next season by bringing Apollo, because she offered us nothing this entire season. Offered us nothing. I don't care what anyone says. Oh, cute little moments of like, oh, yes. She offered us way more on The Traitors than she did on Married to Medicine. And she was paid a lot more on Married to Medicine. If anything, these other women should be pissed. The only reason why they're not pissed is because they know that this is coming from the network. And they will do whatever they need to do to keep their own jobs. You see how Heavenly treads lightly with Phaedra. That's the only reason why they don't drag Phaedra. Like, you haven't showed us anything of your life. Why are you here? Why are you here? This part two of the reunion, I forgot she was there. Besides when Dr. Gregory was talking about his fantasies. Anyways. Look, anyways. So Apollo makes an appearance next week. And you'll all be able to get to enjoy looking at Apollo. I mean, Apollo still got his hairline. Look, Apollo still got his hairline. He's got his hairline. I don't know if those were real diamonds. If they were, Apollo, how you pay for that? Like, Apollo, like, I'm trying to understand. Like, what is Apollo doing right now for money? I know he was doing some things with Peter. But we know how Peter's situation is currently. All right. Anyways, we're going to get to some callers. Let me switch this out because then I need to go eat dinner. Look, I need to go eat dinner because I'm hungry. It's about that time. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of Real Housewives of Married to Medicine, season 10, part 2 of their reunion. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to be sure to let me know your thoughts. Like, I'm getting all, like, I need to eat food. I need to eat food. I'm getting all conflummoxed. Look. All right, we're going to get to some callers. Let's get to some callers.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. The Kempire Radio Network can be found on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out the description for more details on the Kempire After Dark live tour. We're coming to Philly this week, Boston soon, Nashville and Atlanta, and Seattle. Again, more information on that, our guests, and more can be found in the description notes.